Mature Skills 6. Exercise 1, page 113.
Dr. Andrews, why did you choose to become an archaeologist?
Well, as a boy, I was very interested in history in general, but the history I was taught at that time was totally uninteresting and traditional. We used to learn lists of names and dates of all the great leaders and so on, but I've forgotten them all. Anyway, like many young boys, I was curious and adventurous. One of my friends used to enjoy searching for treasure as a kind of game, and I used to join him too. I was also fascinated by my grandfather's collection of memorabilia, so I think the past interested me in general. I guess what influenced me most in becoming an academic archaeologist was the fact that my history teacher at the grammar school thought I was good at it and pushed me in that direction.
Now, since you've become a successful archaeologist and have worked all around the world, you've excavated caves in Mexico, a temple in Vietnam, an ancient city in Turkey, and lots of other sites. Do you have a preference for a type of site, and what are you working on at the moment?
I'm excavating an ancient burial site in England, but it's just beginning, so I can't really say much about it yet. To answer your other question, I really don't have a favourite, as each site is interesting in different ways.
Okay. So, what is the most interesting thing you have found so far in your career?
Well, you might expect me to say a gold coin or a skeleton or something like that, but I am much more impressed by the everyday objects. So, we were excavating this ancient house, and just as we finished the excavation, I found a mat, which was very well preserved. And believe it or not, when I pulled it up, I made a really amazing discovery. Underneath the mat was the house key the merchant had left, thinking he would return one day, and it even had his name written on it.
Wow, that's amazing!
Yes, and now all the finds have been restored and will be exhibited for the public. And I know some people have the image of Indiana Jones, but for me, knowing that people can see the finds is my greatest satisfaction, and not the adventure, the discovery itself, or the fame.
Great! Now, let's talk about your new book about ancient Britain. You've written about so many things, including the Aztecs, the ancient Greeks, and the Mongols. So what made you decide to come back and do research here?
I decided a long time ago, but things move slowly in the world of archaeology, you know.
Right. Let's take a quick break and you can explain that afterwards.